I understand today is picture day, so somebody's come around and taken a picture of you, so that from now on, I guess, everybody will know what you look like on October 2nd, 2019. Of course, that's just the outward appearance. I suppose a little bit of the inward comes out in your facial expressions or maybe the stance you're taking. But really, it's just the outside that the camera can get. Now, you remember, perhaps, what God said to Samuel when he was looking for a king from the sons of Jesse. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Now, God's prophets can't look at the heart either unless God gives them that understanding. So God told Samuel that David was the one that he had chosen. God told Jeremiah, the prophet, what the people of Israel were really like, and the picture was not good. Perhaps you remember that last time I was here, God said to Jeremiah that he had a twofold job, to knock down and to build up. So Jeremiah was given the word of God that the people of the Israelites were evil. Their hearts were not right. This is what Jeremiah said after God told him the true picture of what the Israelites were like. He says, "My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." Now, did the Israelites forsake the Lord because the Lord had forgotten them or failed to bless them? Certainly not. The Lord says through Jeremiah, "I brought you out of the land of Egypt. I led you through the wilderness. I brought you into a bountiful country, blessings after blessings over a period of many years. And above all that, the great blessing of being chosen by God as the nation through whom the Savior of the world would come." When God appeared to his people at Mount Sinai, he said to them, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them." But they forsook the Lord and went after idols. They left the Lord who had blessed them so greatly and began to chase after the idols of the nations that lived around them. False gods, worthless images. Jeremiah says, broken cisterns that can hold no water. And in addition to all of that, their teachers were not helping them, because their teachers were false teachers. They were telling the people peace, peace, when there was no peace. That means they were assuring the people of Israel that everything was good. After all, the people were still going to the temple regularly, bringing their sacrifices, going through the ritual, the liturgy, and all of that, while at the same time they were committing abominations. They were going after abominable idols. They were stealing. They were committing adultery. They were doing all of these things, and their teachers were telling them, "Oh, it's okay as long as you keep worshiping the Lord, peace, peace. And of course, there was no peace between them and God as long as they were continuing in this way. So God sent Jeremiah to them to show them what they really looked like in the sight of God, because God could look at the heart. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore they shall fall among those who fall. At the time I punish them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. Question was, are these people so hardened in their sins that there's no hope? Well, Jeremiah hinted at a possibility for them to return. He said to them, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths where the good way is and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. So what are the old paths, the old ways? Well, there were some good times in the history of Israel. There were the days of Joshua, when the people listened to the Lord and the Lord gave them great victories over all the heathen that lived in the land. Oh, that was a wonderful time. They were walking in the paths of the Lord. And when Samuel the prophet called on them to repent and turn to the Lord, they did follow his direction and God gave them great victory. And there were many such instances in the past. Those were the old paths. But what was happening now? God's people reacted to Jeremiah's hint of a solution. They said, we will not walk in it. We don't want those old ways. We like our present ways of idolatry and abominable idols, worthless things, broken cisterns that can hold no water. That's what we like. Now, what can we learn from all of this? Certainly one of the worst things that we can do is defend our sins. When someone points out to us something that we have done wrong, well, we get defensive. Oh, we say, no, I'm okay, I'm okay. That's one of the worst things we can do. On the other hand, what Jeremiah says we should do is blush. Blush with shame that we have done something against the word of our God. Blush with shame. Blushing with shame is always better than stonewalling, because stonewalling is the beginning of the hardening of the heart. It can lead to judgment, as it did in the case of the Israelites. May we all heed these words and be quick to admit our sins when they're pointed out to us, quick to turn to Jesus for forgiveness, and then God's prophets or pastors or preachers or teachers will be able to say to us, peace. Peace, and there is peace. Peace in Jesus, rest for our souls, forgiveness of sins. What a blessing. God looks at us. He looks at our hearts, and he sees that we have put on Christ, and he says, perfect, righteous, spotless. May God bless us with that blessing. Amen. We sing hymn 609, stanzas 4, 5, and 6. 609, 4, 5, and 6.